You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Now, I would like to encourage the believer who's listening right now, and maybe they're saying, I'm tired of struggling. I'm so tired of trying and falling short. I'm so tired of the shame, the feelings of guilt and not being good enough. If you're out there and you feel this way, I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not the first person to struggle and feel this way, and you certainly won't be the last. The Apostle Paul in Romans 7 verse 15 opened up about his own struggle as he said, For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. You see, no matter race, creed, or gender, people everywhere are wrestling with something. But here's what you should remember. You ought to never rely on your own willpower, on your own strength, but instead lean on the Lord. The only way that you will defeat sin is to have an attitude, have a heart and mindset that says, less of me and more of you, Jesus. Your desire to have Jesus must be greater than your desire for sin. And if it's not, then begin to starve that evil desire. Starve that habit or addiction. Starve that sin. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Starve him of your attention. Starve him of your time. Put all your effort, all your affection and energy in building a desire to seek and chase after the Lord. Starve the flesh and feed your faith. Starve your fears, starve your doubts. Feed your spirit man. Feed the inner man who is drawn to God. From a personal point of view, I can say if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, I would have thrown in the towel a long time ago. I thank the Lord for giving me grace each time I felt unworthy. I thank the Lord for reaching down and pulling me up and out of a pit of despair. I thank Him for reaching out and bringing His everlasting love into my life. And let me tell you, God can do the same for you too. He can remove that stench of sin. He can make you clean. He alone can renew your heart and give you a new, holy passion. Now, to encourage you further, I want you to know that the Bible is filled with examples of God's people praying through very difficult times in their lives. Hezekiah is one example. Isaiah prophesied that Hezekiah was going to die soon. He even asked him to prepare for his imminent death. Can you imagine how Hezekiah felt at that moment, being told by a prophet that he was about to die? If he were to tear his clothes and put ashes on his head, nobody could even blame him. But what did he do instead? Isaiah 38 verse 2 says that Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. And you know what? The Lord heard Hezekiah's prayer. The Lord saw his tears and extended his life by another 15 years. Another similar example is Hannah. a woman who was barren. She desperately longed for a son, to the point where she would weep continually and wouldn't eat for a long time. Even her husband noticed it and was very concerned for her.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One day, in the bitterness of her soul, she went to the temple and prayed to the Lord, weeping in anguish. She brought her request to the Lord, pouring her heart out to him and asking him to grant her a male child, vowing that she would dedicate his whole life to serving the Lord. God heard her, too, and granted her petition, a son named Samuel who became one of the greatest prophets. The apostles had their fair share of sufferings and hardships, too. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were thrown into prison for preaching about Jesus. And guess what they did? They prayed and sang hymns to God while they were imprisoned. The prisoners heard them and the earth quaked underneath them, loosing their chains. All these events led to the prison guard and his family believing in Jesus and therefore finding salvation, as well as the apostles later being released from prison. What a testament to the power of prayer. So if Hezekiah could pray after a death sentence, and Hannah dared to ask God to open her womb, and Paul and Silas praised God during their imprisonment after they had been beaten, what's stopping us from praying when we face difficult situations? All these people were pushed to pray because of the trials they went through and the obstacles they faced. Let us be encouraged to do the same. When we encounter tough times, let us not be so overwhelmed to the point where we feel hopeless and discouraged. Let us not run away from our problems, but instead run to Him. Let's run to Jesus Christ. Run to the one who has overcome the world, the one who is our refuge and strength, the one who tells us to call upon Him in the day of trouble, the one who rescues us, the one who heals all our wounds and diseases.
Psalm 34, verse 10 says, "The young lions suffer want and hunger. Those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing." In case you didn't know, you can have money, but it will not save you. Money will not buy you eternal life. It won't buy you another minute here on earth. But if you have Jesus Christ, you have eternity in heaven to look forward to. Nothing on this earth can promise never to leave you nor forsake you, but Jesus can. He has promised to be with you until the end of the age. So today, even if you were to lose everything you own, you would still be blessed beyond measure because of that great promise. You see, I would rather have Jesus than silver or gold because Jesus Christ loved me while I was yet still a sinner. He loved me despite of my sin, regardless of my mistakes, and He's undeterred by my many flaws That is grace.
And here's the thing about it. When you praise the Lord in advance, you're taking the focus away from the problem, away from the pain, away from the heartache and whatever it is that you're facing. And you're placing that focus on Jesus Christ. That's the power that stands behind praising Him in advance. You're saying to the problem, you're not big enough to make me stop praising the Lord. Sure, you're causing me some discomfort. Correct, I don't like this situation I'm in. And yes, this pain might be great, but Jesus Christ is still bigger than all of that. When you praise God in advance, you're acknowledging Him to be bigger than the problems the supervisor at work is giving you. When you praise God in advance, you're saying, Lord, my car might be giving me trouble. My best friend might have betrayed me. And on top of that, I have some bills which I don't know how I'm going to pay. But you're still bigger than all of that. You see, there is power in praising God in advance. Saints of God, we need to praise God whether or not we have what we want. We need to praise Him for His wonderful sacrifice. He so loved each and every one of us that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. So listen, today, I encourage you to take a stand. Whatever you're facing, I assure you, it's not bigger than Jesus Christ. Whatever you're going through can't be bigger than the Lord, because He is the Almighty. He is the all-powerful one.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.